December is such a special month, and I always love to do something extra special on Joe for my favorite people, you, my listeners. So all month long, I'll be highlighting some favorites from the OG series that launched this podcast way back in the start called Five Word Prayers. I know many of you will be very happy about that. These short, usually 5 minutes or less shows are perfect for a busy holiday season to bring you the hope and encouragement we all so desperately need. So here we go. As we've been diving into Philippians, I've been reminded how many famous and familiar verses it holds. Boy, there's a lot. Here's another one today, Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. I love how Paul speaks practically to our problem when he says, don't worry about anything. And then he immediately provides a solution. Pray about everything. It's don't do this, instead do that. And for me, I appreciate a teacher who doesn't just say what not to do and doesn't say and point out the thing that's not working, but also points out the way to correct it. He's being a part of our solution. And once again, he knows this firsthand because can you imagine how much reason Paul has to worry and how much time he has on his hands to worry? I mean, if anyone should or could worry, it's him. Because his future is completely unclear. He's facing real death. He's not a preacher who's sitting in a mansion saying, hey, don't worry about anything, you know? I mean, listen, he's saying it because he's preaching it to himself in real-time crisis. And you know he's practicing the praying about everything right where he pins these very words because that's what he has to do. In another version, it says, be anxious for nothing. Anxiety, I think, is something many of us struggle with. And look, there are sometimes medical reasons for this, and we've talked about that on the show, but also many things are out of a spiritual nature and certainly can't be left out in dealing with our mental health. It all works together, and anxiety that we haven't turned over to God and talked with Him about, it's a hugely wasted resource not to talk to our Father, our Creator, the one who made us and knows intricately how our bodies work. We need to talk to Him about our anxiety. Our five-word prayer today is Jesus, keep the worry away. And this is a powerful prayer, I believe. Jesus, keep the worry away. Because Jesus is our great help as worries creep in, and they will, no matter how much we long for them not to. And yes, too, I believe there are things that can help on our end practically to worry less. And here's what I think is the main one, and that is not dwelling. For me, dwelling is such a problem at times. I like to dwell when I should not. Dwelling for me includes sitting and thinking too much about issues and problems, which then leads to worry. It's like this cycle, and I go down this whole road. I dwell on if my kids are going to find the right person, if they're going to get a good job, if they're going to be able to pay off college debt. I dwell on things my husband does I don't like or wish I could change, or I dwell on things I need to do for my mom to take care of her or my career or whatever it is. This is why I think we need to get busy doing things for the kingdom, because idle time causes us to dwell more. The more I get up and activate my mind on right, good things, the less I have time to worry about things that may or may never happen. Interesting that dwelling itself isn't a bad thing if we dwell with God, right? So dwelling can be positive, but too often we dwell on the other side, and so then it becomes toxic. So another prayer could be, God, help me not dwell. If we want true joy, we have to choose it. We literally have to choose to stop dwelling on negative roads and start dwelling with God in prayer. Remember, what do we want? Do we want true joy? Well, then we have to take those steps to get it. And one is we've got to stop the dwelling right where we are, right where we sit. We got to get up and get busy for God so that we don't sit and be stuck in that place of dwelling on all the things that could go wrong, that may never go wrong, or all the things that we wish were or wish weren't, all of that. We've got to get going and not think about that.
You've been listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Follow us on Instagram, subscribe to us wherever you get podcasts. My new 6-week video Bible study, Your God Knows, is available now wherever books are sold. Head to lisawhittle.com/God Knows to get your copy and dive in.